Do you feel unlovable? If you do, you're not alone. So many survivors of abuse feel this exact same thing. And they feel it because the blame has been put on them for relationships with narcissists not working. Somehow we're at fault. You may be beaten down and you may be angry. You may be really sad. You may be really, really confused, but there's no proof and evidence that you are unlovable. We're going to talk about that today. This is Tracy. Thank you for joining me today. If you haven't visited my website, narcissistabusesupport.com, we've got all the resources that you need to figure this thing out. So let's get you there. Let's get started today. When we feel unlovable, what do we do? And that's what we're going to talk about. When we buy into the unlovable story, we are actually hurting ourselves. When we repeat those words, and even in our head, we are injuring ourselves. The only control we have in our life is to tell ourselves positive words. And I know that's not going to change, you know, a financial situation. You can positive word yourself to death. But when it comes to words that attack ourselves, like I'm not lovable, I remember going like this. When I had my second divorce, everyone's gonna think I'm a double loser. That was self-injury. Something I didn't know was hurting me. I almost used it as a joke to hide behind the fact that I felt that. So first we have to do is understand that when we go into this unlovable story, we're hurting ourselves. When we are hurting ourselves, we're actually hurting, there's the inner us and the outer us, right? So our inner child is who's being wounded here. The inner child doesn't get much voice. And so for me, the inner child is a girl, right? And it tells me, you know, I don't know if anyone's gonna love me anymore. And the outer voice is saying, well, you're unlovable. Look what just happened. Your marriage of 40 years just ended. You can't even have a relationship with your siblings. All of these things are going through your mind. And our first conversation that we need to have is with our inner child. Be the big, big child in this situation and talk back to the little Tracy and say, you are lovable. And here's how I know. Let's do this together. Let's rewrite the story where we believe that we're unlovable, because it simply isn't true. When it comes to figuring out the evidence, I want you to grab a piece of paper and write down some facts. Do you have friends? Maybe the same friends aren't there in your life right now. That doesn't mean that you haven't been a friend, right? That you haven't had people that love you. You don't work with people that love you. You don't have neighbors that love you. What is the evidence? Write it down. Again, if you've lost these friends in there, were you a good friend? Were you always there for them? Yes, write it down. Did you help your friend move? Yes, write it down. When your friend had cancer or was sick, did you bring her chicken soup? Did you help other people? You are lovable. And we write down those facts and we analyze them and we tell ourselves the evidence that that's not true. So every time that thought comes into your head that I'm not lovable, tell it to go away. Just, that's a little voice, that's a little recording, right? We've heard about the little recordings. This is the recording telling us we're not lovable. And it's a demon. It's there and it's not telling the truth. So we have to stop listening to it. If you are unlovable and you feel like you don't have friends, what's the solution? Find a new one. It's not like we can go to school and make a new friend in the playground, but we can make a friend in other places. I've made friends in the security line at an airport, and I've made friends at the grocery store. Just being kind and loving to people that are checking out your groceries is going to make you feel like you're not unlovable. I know it sounds weird, but it's a better place, right? And then if you look at the fact that if I had friends now, I might do things, well, you're not doing things right now because you don't have any friends. Well, stop that shit. Go out and do whatever it was that you wanted to do. For the last 3 weeks, I've been dating myself. And I know that sounds really bizarre, but I have plenty of friends and I do lots of things with them. But I wanted to just do some things and I just wanted to have fun and do them by myself. Sit and read a book. I went to the Botanic Gardens one day, read a book, and just relaxed. That was a great date. That was a really fun time. The next week I went to a movie, and I just keep doing all of these fun things that are keeping my friendometer inside. Being the friend to myself is more important, especially when you're recovering, because we let ourselves down. And if we continue to let ourselves down, we're going to set ourselves up for failure. We're going to end up being the unlovable one because we sit in our house and never come out. When I was first going through my divorce, a very good friend of mine told me to get out my calendar right now. I'm like, okay, get out the calendar and write, what do you want to do? Want to see a movie? Good. Call a friend. Call three friends. Get something on the calendar for next weekend. Plan it. If there is no friend like that, what am I going to do? I'm going to go out by myself. I'm going to have fun by myself. It's soothing that inner child that is sitting here suffering because there's no one to talk to. We've lost the friends. We're going to get new ones. I promise you, you will not have no friends for the rest of your life, but you have to work for it. You have to be willing to call up the people that you know and say, hey, want to go to a movie? You're to blame if you don't have the friends right now. And I know that we've been isolated and I'm not blaming you on that one, but if you can look at how do I make new friends, maybe join a meetup. Go to some, you know, I'm a big meetup girl, as you guys know. I have one in about an hour, so I better get going. But if we find people that are like-minded, you like to walk your dog, meet someone with a dog. You like to go skiing, join a ski club. Like a women's over 50 dinner. There are things you can do to find new friends. And when you find new friends, you will learn that you are not unlovable. When it comes to family, if you're feeling unlovable because you've just lost your family, the key to that is to know that you can make new friend family. I haven't had, you know, holiday dinners the same in many, many years. But I have lots of friends and I don't feel alone. And my inner child says, you had a really good Thanksgiving. You had a good Christmas. You were with people that loved you. It's not the same. I get it. Nothing is. Yesterday's gone. Let's deal with today. Let's deal with what we can do right now to make us feel lovable. One thing you can do is talk to someone. If you can get into a meetup, that's great. If you can get into counseling, also great. If you're in a place where you don't have any of those things available to you, I would love to help you. I do coach people, and I think the word is coaching is kind of scary to some people. Like, what are you gonna do? How are you gonna coach me? When I coach people, it's based on what you need. Sometimes people are learning what the hell just happened. Is my person a narcissist? They just did this. This is what happened. This is what happened. And I can validate that for you. I can help you see some of the pieces of the puzzle that you didn't see before. Another way I can help you is if you're stuck and you've learned all you need to do about them, but you're still not healing, you're still pain, there's still, you know, anxiety, there's still PTSD, and you're walking into walls. What do I do next? How do I get out of this, Tracy? And that's what I help people with. So narcissistabusesupport.com/coachme will get you to my coaching page if you're interested. But if you just need resources, just visit my website. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do. I've got to get out of here and get to my meetup group. Happy Sunday. Thanks.